The Afternoon Teaching, A Path of Three Truths. Welcome, my friend. Come sit with me as the afternoon sun travels its ancient path across the sky. I have walked this earth for many seasons, and today I share with you the teaching of three truths that flow like rivers into one great ocean of peace. Find your place now. Let the earth hold you as it has held countless generations before us. Feel how it receives your weight without judgment, without question. This is the first teaching. The earth shows us how to surrender. Close your eyes gently, like the closing of day into night. Let your breath become like the wind through the canyon, natural, unhurried, finding its own rhythm. Do not force it. The breath knows its way, as the hawk knows how to ride the thermal currents without effort. In this afternoon light, we gather three medicines for the spirit. Surrender, like the leaf that trusts the wind. Honesty, like the mountain that cannot pretend to be a valley. And willingness, like the seed that opens to become what it was meant to be. First medicine, surrender. Let us begin with surrender. Feel your shoulders now. They have carried many burdens like a traveler with heavy packs crossing the desert. But here, in this moment, you can set them down. Let your shoulders drop like snow falling from the pine branch, suddenly, softly, completely. Surrender is not weakness, young friend. The mighty river surrenders to the shape of the canyon, yet it carved that very canyon through its surrender. Feel your jaw now. Let it soften. Your tongue rests like a sleeping child in your mouth. Your eyes, behind their lids, float like clouds in an endless sky. The afternoon sun knows surrender. Watch how it gives itself completely to the western horizon each day, holding nothing back, trusting fully in its return. Your body knows this wisdom. Let each part of you surrender, from the crown of your head flowing down like warm honey, through your neck, your chest, your belly, your legs, all the way to where your feet touch the earth. With each breath out, whisper inside yourself, I release. With each breath in, whisper, I trust. This is surrender, not giving up but giving over, like the eagle who stops flapping and spreads its wings to soar. Second medicine, honesty. Now we turn to honesty, the second medicine. Place your hand on your heart. Feel it beating its honest rhythm. It never lies, never pretends to be anything other than what it is. This is the teaching of honesty, to be real, to be true, like water that always finds its level. In the quiet of this afternoon, ask yourself, what truth have I been carrying that needs to be spoken, even if only to myself? Do not judge what arises. The earth does not judge the rain or the drought. It receives all with the same ancient patience. Breathe into your heart space. Honesty begins here in this inner chamber where we meet ourselves without masks. Like the coyote who sings to the moon, holding nothing back, let your heart speak its truth in the silence. What have you been afraid to admit? What joy have you been afraid to claim? What sorrow have you been afraid to release? The afternoon light sees all shadows and illuminates them equally. There is no shame in shadow. It simply shows where the light has not yet reached. Feel the honesty spreading through your body like the warmth of a fire on a cold night. Your cells know truth. Your bones know truth. Even your blood knows its honest path through your veins, never deceiving, always flowing true to its course. Repeat within yourself this mantra, our sacred words for this journey. I am earth, I am sky, I am truth flowing by. In surrender I rest, in honesty I stand. In willingness, I walk upon this sacred land. Let these words circle through you three times, like the hawk circling before it lands. Third medicine, willingness. Now we come to willingness, the third medicine. Willingness is the green shoot pushing through the last snow of winter. It does not know what flower it will become, but it is willing to grow. Feel this in your belly now, a small flame of readiness, of openness to what comes. The afternoon teaches us willingness. See how it is willing to become evening? It does not cling to being afternoon. It flows forward into what it must become. This is the courage we seek, not the absence of fear, but the presence of willingness, despite the fear. What are you willing to allow in your life? What change has been knocking at your door like the wind asking to be let in? Place both hands on your belly now. Feel the rise and fall. This is life saying yes to itself with each breath. This is willingness in its purest form. Breathe deeply and feel yourself willing to be surprised by joy, willing to be touched by beauty, willing to release old stories that no longer serve your journey, like the snake that is willing to shed its skin, knowing it will be tender and new underneath. The caterpillar must be willing to dissolve completely to become the butterfly. It cannot know, in its dissolving, what wings will feel like, but it is willing. Feel this willingness spreading through your chest like the first warmth of spring. You do not need to know the whole path, only be willing to take the next step. Again, speak our mantra within. I am earth, I am sky, I am truth flowing by. In surrender I rest, in honesty I stand, in willingness I walk upon this sacred land. Integration. Now, my friend, feel all three medicines working together within you. Surrender softening your edges like water smooths the stone. Honesty illuminating your inner landscape like the afternoon sun through the clouds. Willingness opening your heart like the flower turns to follow the light. These three are not separate. They braid together like sweet grass, each one strengthening the others. When you surrender, you become honest. When you are honest, you become willing. When you are willing, you can truly surrender. Let your awareness expand now like the shadow of the mountain growing longer as afternoon deepens. Feel yourself connected to all things. The air you breathe has been breathed by the deer and the pine. The water in your body has been cloud and rain and river. You are not separate from this web of being. You are a thread in its great weaving. The ancestors knew this. They walked where you walk. They faced what you face. They discovered these same medicines and passed them down like seeds through the generations. You are not alone in this journey. You never have been. Feel the support of all who have walked before you. Feel the encouragement of all who will walk after you. You are a bridge between what was and what will be. This afternoon moment is your moment to stand in truth, to surrender to what is, and to be willing for what comes. Return once more to our mantra, letting it sink deep like rain into thirsty earth. I am earth, I am sky, I am truth flowing by. In surrender I rest, in honesty I stand, in willingness I walk upon this sacred land. Now, as the afternoon light begins its gentle shift toward evening, start to deepen your breath. Like the bear emerging from the cave, bring your awareness back to your body, to this place, to this moment. Wiggle your fingers and toes like grass in the wind. Roll your shoulders like the mountain adjusting its shawl of clouds. When you are ready, let your eyes open softly, as if seeing the world for the first time. You have received the three medicines. They are yours now, not to hold, but to live. Each day, the afternoon will return, reminding you of this teaching. When you see its slanted light, remember, surrender like the leaf, be honest like the mountain, stay willing like the seed. Rise when you are ready, friend. Walk gently upon the earth. Know that you carry wisdom within you, older than the stars. The path continues, and you are ready for it. The teaching is complete, but the journey has just begun. Walk in beauty, walk in truth, walk in peace.